Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're diving into something that's been making serious waves in the tech world. Meta's massive pivot toward artificial intelligence has completely upended things internally. In fact, their CTO, Andrew Bosworth, just dropped a pretty candid internal memo calling the recent AI restructuring atrocious. It's a lot to take in, but the main takeaway here is fascinating. While everyone agrees the strategic shift toward AI is absolutely right, the way it was executed was deeply, deeply flawed.
Absolutely. And when you look closer at the core of the issue, it really comes down to pace and process. These breakneck organizational changes just fractured established teams overnight. Project roadmaps were altered without warning, reporting lines kept shifting, and suddenly, everyone was working with ambiguous goals. It's a classic case of speed, ultimately outpacing both strategy and support.
Right, and that organizational whiplash. It's taken a real toll. Employee morale and productivity have taken a serious hit because, let's be honest, staff have been spending way more time navigating uncertainty than actually developing the technology they were hired to build. It's genuinely frustrating to watch, especially when you consider how much momentum Meta has been pushing forward.
They certainly have. The key developments here center on that accelerated integration of AI across all their platforms, the heavy capital investments flowing into reality labs, and their continued push on open source models like Llama. But that rapid restructuring left a lot of teams without clear direction, and leadership communication has been, to put it mildly, sporadic.
Well, the good news is that Bosworth's memo isn't just pointing out problems. It's laying out a concrete recovery plan. It's built on three solid pillars: structural stability, transparent communication, and cultural restoration. It feels like a much-needed course correction, and honestly, it's refreshing to see leadership on the missteps.
It is. And leadership has actually committed to backing it up. They're freezing unnecessary reorganizations, clarifying team objectives, and most importantly, giving developers the runway they need to focus on long-term initiatives instead of playing whack-a-mole with shifting priorities.
I love that focus on clarity. They're also instituting frequent strategic briefings, which is going to be a game changer. It'll finally replace all that internal speculation with clear, straightforward guidance on resource allocation and performance metrics. It's about bringing people back into the loop.
And to rebuild that lost trust and improve retention, Meta is actually reinstating workplace perks that were cut during earlier cost-saving measures. We're talking free meals, wellness stipends, and flexible workspace options. It's a tangible step toward putting the human element back into the equation.
Which brings us to the critical takeaway here, and I think it's a lesson for the whole industry. Sustainable technological advancement simply cannot outpace human-centric management. You can have the best algorithms in the world, but if your people are burnt out and confused, progress stalls. It's so important to remember the humans behind the code.
Exactly. And Meta's course correction serves as a broader warning for everyone racing to embed AI into their operations. Constant restructuring and poor communication will inevitably fracture the very teams driving innovation. You can't automate culture, and you can't rush trust.
That's so true. Successful AI integration depends just as much on thoughtful leadership, consistent communication, and a supportive workplace culture as it does on the underlying infrastructure. It's a holistic challenge, but one that feels deeply worth tackling.
Now the real test begins. Meta's leadership faces the heavy lifting of translating these promises into lasting operational changes. Words in a memo are a great start, but execution is where the real work happens.
I'm cautiously optimistic. If the company can actually maintain this stability and reinvest in employee well-being, I really believe their AI division will emerge stronger, more focused, and genuinely innovative. here's hoping they stick the landing.
We'll see. The coming months will ultimately test whether this cultural reset is a genuine long-term commitment or just a temporary fix to patch things up. Stay tuned, and we'll keep you posted on how this unfolds.